Every year, this Memorial Day weekend is when ordinations happen in our archdiocese. So just yesterday, we had two new priests ordained to serve the church here in St. Louis, a day of great joy. And I always find this time of year then just kind of naturally a time of reflection on the gift of the priesthood in my own life and the many blessings that I have so undeservedly received as a priest. And among the happiest memories I have from my years so far as a priest have been opportunities to go on various pilgrimages with groups from my various assignments. So everything from simple kind of local one-day pilgrimages, like to the Shrine of the Miraculous Medal in Perryville, for example, to little more distant places like Wisconsin, where there are several Marian shrines, or the eastern part of our country to see shrines of the various American saints. And then the real big pilgrimages across the ocean, like to Lourdes and Fatima, for example, or to Italy to see the tombs of Saints Peter and Paul and other holy sites there, or the pilgrimage of all pilgrimages to the Holy Land, where I've been privileged to literally walk in the very footsteps of Christ in Israel, where he lived his earthly life. You know, when we go on pilgrimage, the point is always to encounter our Lord and our Blessed Mother and the saints in some way that will enrich our lives, but ultimately we don't get to stay where we go. Sometimes there's that desire. You know, these are such beautiful moments and we wish we could just kind of stay there. That instinct, for example, that St. Peter had at the moment of the Transfiguration on the mountain when he said, "Let's pitch some tents and just stay here on the mountaintop." But a pilgrimage always ends with a return home, which is essential. Because the point of the pilgrimage is not to relocate or to move, but to encounter our Lord and receive particular graces so that then we can go home to where we live and continue to live and grow in our faith. I thought of this idea of pilgrimage in light of this feast, this glorious day that we celebrate today of our Lord's ascension. Because sometimes I think we can wonder, why did Jesus have to leave and go back to heaven? Imagine if he had remained on earth and still to this day, what a pilgrimage that would be if we could go to Jerusalem and actually see Jesus there in the flesh. Why did he leave the earth? He did because our Lord had been sent into the world on a kind of pilgrimage. He didn't come to move here, to relocate, if you will, to earth. He was sent on this pilgrimage of love by the Father to offer his life for us on the cross and to conquer sin and death in the resurrection. And then today caps it all off. This is kind of the climax of it all. When our Lord's earthly pilgrimage comes to an end and he returns home to heaven, that place where he dwells for all eternity. And here's the important thing for you and I about this day, is that it's a reminder every year that earth is not our home either. Our life, our earthly life, is a kind of pilgrimage. We heard this in our opening collect for Mass today. We said, where the head has gone before in glory, Jesus is the head of the church. The body, that's us, is called to follow in hope. And St. Paul spoke of it in our second reading. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. You see, the temptation for us is to try to make of this world our permanent home. And we try to find here the paradise for which our hearts long. And the problem with that is that God has made the human heart in such a way that we have desires that are much more massive than anything this world has to offer could ever satisfy. Yes, in various ways we experience joys and pleasures and blessings in our earthly life. And yet they fade and we're always looking for more, aren't we? Because this is not our home. God has made us for heaven. And those little earthly joys and pleasures are nothing but a tiny glimpse, a little bit of a taste of what lies in store for us in heaven. That hope that belongs to our call, in the words of St. Paul. We have to remember that you and I, we are pilgrims on the earth. And instead of trying to draw out of this life that perfect satisfaction that it can never offer, instead, this Ascension Day invites us to live with our eyes fixed on our ultimate home. And every time we come here to Mass, we're reminded of this in that little dialogue between the priest and the people before the Eucharistic prayer, where at every Mass we hear the words, "Lift up your hearts." We lift them up to the Lord. Every time we come here, we lift up our hearts. We're reminded that our hearts are drawn ultimately there to heaven, where we will be perfectly filled with the joys and graces that God will give us there. Let's ask our Lord then for the grace to live in this way, to thank Him for the blessings and the joys of this life, and to see them as merely little glimpses of that perfect, infinite joy that is yet to come. Let's ask Him for the grace to live with our hearts ever lifted up, set on that path that leads to our eternal home. And if we want someone who can teach us how to live in that way, there is no one better than Our Lady, our Blessed Mother. Notice, Jesus told His apostles at that moment of His ascension to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. And what was the instinct of the apostles? The Acts of the Apostles tells us they returned to Jerusalem and they prayed with one mind together with Mary, the mother of Jesus. You see, when we are perhaps weary from this life's burdens and toil, when we're saddened by the fact perhaps that Jesus has ascended into heaven and we long to be with Him, our Blessed Mother teaches us how to live with our hearts lifted up, how to live in hope. Imagine her sentiments on this day when her son returned home to heaven, with what longing she must have hoped for that day when she would join him there. Let's ask her to help us to live with this frame of mind, to remember that we are on pilgrimage, and that if we remain open to the grace of God, if we keep our hearts lifted up always to Him, He will bring us home from this earthly pilgrimage to that eternal joy for which we are made. St. Patrick, pray for us.